This tweet is Torah Way has been sponsored. Leader Nishmas, Rabbi Shaul Ben, Rabbi Zion. Chof Gimel Tammuz, Friday the 26th of July. Rabbi Danny Kirsch, Pinchas rebuilding the homes.
It's always wonderful to have the opportunity to start the day in such a Torah Way to begin a preparation for Shabbos. Such as Pinchas is a great honor indeed. The extraordinary thing about this week's Sedra is it covers so many different subject matters. And what we're going to attempt to do is trawl some of those different subject matters together. We begin this very, very busy Sedra by reminding ourselves that Pinchas made his stand and made it very clear to the world that interfering with Jewish family life would have consequences. And the different attacks on Klal Yisrael, whether it was the words of Bilam or the military attack, the end of last week's Sedra and the beginning of this, we see about our response to attacks on family. We then move into a counting of Klal Yisrael, counting the Jewish people, and Rashi draws to our attention an unusual aspect which is so well known, which is instead of just telling us about the families of the Chetzroin, Mishpochas HaChetzroni, but we have a hey and a yud famously added to the family names of those who are counted, nearly all of them throughout the Sedra. And then after that we have the famous event of the division of Eretz Israel and the B'nai Salofchod's concern that our family has missed out on this as a result of the fact that our father isn't alive. What about us? We have the continuation of Moshe Rabbeinu ensuring that Yeshua will take over and asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who understands and appreciates the unique aspects of every individual, to find a leader who will continue in the vein of understanding, appreciating the needs of each individual and each family. And finally, we talk about the Korbanos. And we go through the various weekday, Shabbos, Yom Tovim, and understand the Korbanos. My question is, can we see anything which pulls all of these aspects together? As we sit in Mitzvah Shem around our Shabbos table discussing the Sedra, maybe we can find some additional ideas to fortify those around our Shabbos table. Let me, if I can, begin the fact that Baruch Hashem for many years now I've been a Kohen. My father's a Kohen, my grandfather's a Kohen. And looking around the audience, actually I see a number of people who, in terms of their lineage, come from Shevet Levi. But according to Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch, before the Torah is given on Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael is given their mission statement. A mission statement which would be an obligation for every single Jew. And that is, we all become a Mamleches Koyanim V'goy Kodosh. Some will have a Yichus of working in the Beis HaMikdash, but the term which was given, your USP, your mission statement, your credo, every single Jew is part of a Mamleches Koyanim V'goy Kodosh. And interesting enough, that concept of reminding ourselves of our obligation of Kahuna, our reminding ourselves of our obligation of priesthood, is seen very, very clearly in the relationship that we have with this time of year, and in fact, how we remember Chorban Habayis. Because the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, all have a section in Halachas of what we need to do on a pragmatic, practical level to ensure Chorban is reminded. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Tiknech HaChomein Zal, says the Kitzur, various different things, and one of them is Shebechol Simcha Yevoi Zeicha L'Chorban. At every moment, because of the pasuk Imesh Kachech Yerushalayim, Im Lo Ales Yerushalayim Arosh Simcha. See, we have regular reminders that Arosh Simcha, see, always has to be Yerushalayim, always has to be Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And the halacha goes through an example. So one of them is that a person, when they build their home, they have to build a nice home, a pleasant home, but clear directives in halacha as to how nice you're allowed to have it, how finished you're allowed to have it. And we always make sure that we have an amah al amah to remind ourselves that that is left unplastered, perhaps even seeing the brickwork to remind ourselves of Chorban Beis HaMikdash. In our homes, we remind ourselves of Churban Beis Hamikdash. Reminds me of the story with the Bob of Arov, re-establishing Bobov in America, and even though his home was somewhat humble, as the Hasidus grew, the home grows, the shul grows, and he needed to have some serious work done on the home. And of course the Shamus goes out to find suitable workers who are going to complete the task, and when a worker is chosen, an artisan is chosen to be given the job of remodeling and redesigning and rebuilding the home, the Bomarov sits down with him and says, "We've done our homework and you're a very highly recommended worker. Thank you for agreeing to do the job. I have one request. I want a good job, but I don't want it perfect." The builder's looking and says, "I beg your pardon, sir, I've never had this request." "No perfection." And the builder says to him, "Excuse me, but why is it you want a good job and no perfection?" And the Rebbe explained to him, "Because in this world, until the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt, no perfection. Good is okay, but there's always a reminder in everything that we do, and particularly in our homes, that there is no, not yet perfection." The story goes that this artisan, this workman, carried a picture of the Rebbe with him wherever he went. And whenever he went to Hamish people, and they said, "We want a perfect job," he said, "I'm really sorry, but the Rebbe said it's also." So I'll allow you to carry that picture around with you, should you wish to. Of the Rebbe Bichvoido himself. And the Rebbe would paskin azoy. And then the halacha goes on to various different examples. That when you have a dining, when you have your table, some people leave a space, they don't put out all the silverware, the women they don't wear all of their jewellery. We think it's a hint to remind the men to buy them more jewellery. They'd like to wear all their jewellery, but that they don't have much. But anyway, be that as it may, they don't wear all their jewellery. And when the chosn and kala get married, that's one of the most famous places, on the way to the chuppah, the chosn puts ashes on his forehead. By Tanayim, they smash a plate. And of course, famously, under the chuppah, we break a glass. But what's fascinating is that the majority of the halachas which are brought down appertaining to remembering the Churban have something to do with one's house, one's homes, one's eating, chasnas, etc., etc. There are exceptions, but nevertheless, the vast majority are focused on the centrality of the Jewish home and its relationship to Churban HaBayis.
You said eating, what eating?
Eating at your house. It's brought down, for example, some people would leave an extra place for people. There's always an empty space at the table to remind yourself emptiness. You don't bring all the tafshinim together on the table. I am Mishnah Berurah and others spoke for greater details. There always is a chosa when there's a moment of simcha. Now, what's interesting is, when we start looking into this in greater detail, we'll actually see that there is a very, very deep connection between the homes that we build, the houses that we have, and Binyan Beis Hamikdash. And therefore it's not a coincidence that so much of our obligation as a Zecher L'Churban is connected to the homes that we build. Famously, when Avraham Avinu searches for Shidduch for Yitzchak, and Yitzchak brings Rivka back to the oil Sarah, it's only once that he sees the simonim which Sarah had in Rivka, is he confident that she's the right wife? And what are the simonim? The simonim are that the challah remains fresh. The lechem aponim of the Beis Hamikdash in the future remains fresh. That there's always a light which is lit on Friday, which continues. That the eish took out the ne'er maravi. There's always light in the Beis Hamikdash. There's always fire in the Beis Hamikdash. And of course the onon, the cloud which was above it. See these parshas about the Mishkan for more appreciation. The very first home that was built in Klal Yisrael, Mamish, was a Mikdash Ma'at. And the simonim defining that home were Beis Hamikdash Dikur simonim. Interesting enough, Rav Shimshon Frol Hirsch points out that the first mitzvah that is given to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Boy is often misunderstood. Most people say the first mitzvah which was given to Klal Yisrael in Parshas Boy, it's a mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh. It's not exactly true. Because that mitzvah, if you see the Mephoshim, is given to the Sanhedrin. Moshe and Aaron are instead of the Sanhedrin. The mitzvah of Chodesh Hazeh is a din in Sanhedrin, and they have to pass it. The first mitzvah which was given to Klal Yisrael is, Dabral Kol Adas, they make the chiluk. The first one is speak to Aaron and Moshe. The first mitzvah is Dabral Kol Adas Yisrael Eima Ve'esu L'Chodesh Hazeh, that everybody has to take a ser leveis ovois, ser lebayis. Says Rosh Hashim Ful Hirsch, the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael is a mitzvah on the home. It's a mitzvah on the bayis. It's a mitzvah on the beis ovois. Says Rav Hirsch, why? To teach you that central to Jewish life is the bayis. And the first korban which is brought to the new Klal Yisrael on their way to Har Sinai, on their way leaving Mitzrayim, is dafke in the house. Ask the Mechilta, what about Zrikas Adam? Zrikas Adam, which is, if you learn in the long, it's an intrinsic part of every korbanis, says the Mechilta, either two or three that on the lintels and the doorposts of the home was the first Zrikas Hadam. They took the blood from the korban and they sprinkled it on the door, fulfilling the mitzvahs, mamish of korbanis. Not only did they shech the animal, but they did Zrikas as well, which is an ikar part of the korban. And that's, where's that done? On the doorpost of a Jewish home. So whether it's Avraham Sarimena's tent, or whether it's the first bias that we build as we're leaving Eret Mitzrayim, it is that bias which is central to Korbanos and central to Beis Hamikdash. And what's fascinating is, of course, 3,500 years later, Ari Yamazeh, Pesach remains the central time where the family come together. And how do we celebrate our national freedom? As a mamleches kohen in Megoy Kodesh, each one of us becomes a kohen in our own home. Each one of us, as if to say, running the Seder, running the home accordingly, becomes our own. And the collective becomes the Goy Kodesh, which is, of course, Klal Yisrael. And in last week's Sedra, Matovu Olecho Yaakov Mishkan Asech Yisrael. As Bilam attempts to destroy Klal Yisrael with his lips, he gives them, inadvertently, he gives them the bracha, Matov Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Asech Yisrael. Rashi touches up, Matov Alecha Yaakov, is the sneis, that the doors aren't opposite, planning permission. You can twist as many arms as you want, you're not having a window opposite my window unless you're going to have it glazed over. You can't do such a thing. Ari Yamazeh, and where does this start? In the oil, in the tents of Klal Yisrael, there's sneis, there's modesty. Mishkan Asecha, says Rashi, Dova Ache, have a look for greater detail, it's returning to Mishkan Shiloh and Beis Olam and Beis HaMikdash. Says Bilam, I can see your homes, I can see Beis HaMikdash, I see your Mishkan, I see your collective gathering, I see the Beis HaMikdash. When I see a Yiddish home, I see a building block for Beis HaMikdash. And it's extraordinary because in so many areas of Chazal, you see in this week's Haftarah, Zochati Loch, Chesed Narayach, Lechach Dech Achrei Bamidbar, I see how you were born as a Klal Yisrael, as children falling out into the Midbar. I see time and time again a collection of the obligation of the family, of the children, of the Mishpocha, of the home, of building blocks for Klal Yisrael, a mamleches kayanim. This very interesting idea, which is so well known, but many of us don't realize this, that of course, before we go into a home, we knock on the door, because we're very polite people. And always brought up in a nice home, you don't run into home. That's good manners. Where does a Yid get that from? It's a Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara in Arvei Pesachim says that Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua 7 pieces of advice. I'm sure he gave many more as that. And one of the pieces of advice is you don't go pit on into your home. Halachas will come into somebody else's home as well. Says the Rashbam, why am I learning the fact you don't go into your home? Because the Kohen Gadol had bells in the Beis HaMikdash on his garments. So that, whatever the reason is, but one of the factors was that everybody would know the Kohen Gadol was coming, because he would make a noise. And likewise, you don't walk into a home without making a noise. We knock on our doors when we go into the house, not out of good manners, but because the Kohen Gadol, when he was in the Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rashbam, wouldn't go anywhere without making a noise. Rav Gifter used to say a very deep message, which is every step in life the Mamlechas Kohanim makes, they have to realize they're making a sound. There's a ripple effect of every step a Jew makes. But the powerful message of what the Kohen Gadol is teaching is as, when I go into my home, I knock on my door, because ultimately it's not my home, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And the Kohen Gadol is teaching me, even if I'm going into what I think is my house, and the Balabosis is the Kohen, no, not the Balabos. This is a home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is Shroes Shechina, and so it is. And the Mefarshim point out that there's no coincidence in Parshas Chukas that when Aaron HaKohen was Nifta, Kol Beis Yisrael, everybody in Klal Yisrael cried for him. Says Chazal, what does it mean everybody in Klal Yisrael cried for Aaron HaKohen? Because he was a Shalom Macham. What is the example that this great peacemaker is giving to us? That Bein Ish Leishtoy, between husbands and wives, he wants Shalom Bayis. The same Kohen Gadol, the first Kohen Gadol who goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, is remembered by entire Klal Yisrael because he makes Shalom Bein Ish Leishtoy. He makes a Yiddish Ashtod, he makes a Yiddish home correct. He ensures that the family are functioning. Ma'atovah Eloicha Yaakov. Because if the family is functioning well, the multiple effect for Klal Yisrael will be Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And sadly, when the family starts breaking down, first Beis HaMikdash, Gilui Arayos, second Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam, when there's a breakdown in community, when there's a breakdown within our own family structure, that brings the destruction in one way or another of a Beis HaMikdash as well. It all began with our home. It's all built on our home, whether we're single, whether we're married, whether we're grandparents. It's the foundations of everything. And my friends, one of the greatest pains in 2019 is that which should be the basis of everything is under horrific attack. Horrific attack. Now's not the time to go into this. What's happening in the world around us is mind-boggling. Lord Jacobovitz in the House of Lords many, many years ago gave a talk about divorce. This was in the 1980s and in 1990s. And he said there, in his talk in the House of Lords, you can look it up in Hansard, he said, if hundreds of thousands of people were being smitten by a terrible illness which was ruining society, they would have programs beyond everything to do whatever. He compared it to an AIDS epidemic, where when that took place, what was that? And he said, what you've got to realize is that the hundreds of thousands of families which are being destroyed, where there's no role models, where there's no community, where there's no coming together, that is an epidemic of the most extraordinary facts and realities, and it's destroying the whole basis of society. And sadly, all of us have to reconsider and can contemplate what we need to do in our own bias now in Israel to ensure that the family is absolutely sacrosanct in Judaism. Absolutely sacrosanct in Judaism. Last week in Yerushalayim, I had the opportunity to speak in a number of kolelim who are training rabbonim. And one of the questions which they asked there to me is, how do you find the balance between home and work? One of the questions. So I explained to them here that, first of all, your family is sacrosanct. The family is first. Second of all, one of the rules that we always had is between 5:30 and 7, Daddy was always home. I always tried, always tried to be home. And no interruptions, no telephones, no calls, no, nothing. Because this is my Mikdash Ma'at. I'm building the future of Klal Yisrael here. Not like with a phone call, not with an interruption. I need to invest time, energy, effort, and love, because that's the only way to ensure that future. And says the Satmar Rebbe, when you see a young couple get engaged, you say, oh, Mamish, the Zivik should be Oyle Yofa. Says the Satmar Rebbe, Oyle Yofa, Gematria Yofa is 95. The Zivuk should be Oyle number 95. What's 95? V'osso li mikdash v'shochanti v'secho. You build a mikdash. When you're building a home, you're building Beis HaMikdash. And it's fascinating because if we start going into the halachas that we have on every day, this concept of a mamlechas kohanim starts for the very moment that we wake up in the morning. And during this time where we're reflecting on a Chorban, during the time where we're reflecting on the destruction of Klal Yisrael, Beis Hamikdash, and all the horrors that have taken on us, let's look at our day and see how we incorporate these concepts into our life. The first thing a Jew does when they wake up in the morning is wash their hands. Iron Mishnah Brewer. Yes, there's inyonim of Tumah Tahara. Yes, there's inyonim of the fact that our Neshama leaves us for Chula B'Chula. But there's another reason which is brought down. Says the Mishnah Brewer, the Halacha L'Maisa, that in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen was not allowed to start his Avodah without washing his hands and feet. Which is why you wash Leibel Vassar in the morning, because you're a Kohen in your home. And you start every morning, you say, I'm starting the day as a Kohen. I go downstairs, daven b'chol b'chol, come back from shul, and I make hamotzi. But yes, you wash your hands. I'm Mishnah Brewer. Why in 2019 you're washing your hands? Srach truma, because the Kohen, when he were eating truma, he had to be tohor. And in order to remind ourselves, you have to be tohor, you have to be tohor, and the Kohen need to be tohor. We still wash our hands in 2019, and we've got salt on the table when we wash. Why have we got salt on the table? Because b'chol karbon chatak with melech. Says in the Moran Brochas, b'zman shebeis amigdash hayakayim, mizberech was mechapeh. The Mizbeach was Mechaper. Achshav, nowadays there's no Mizbeach. Shulchono shel Adam, your own dining room table is Mechaper. When you look after and you share with other people. So I've washed my hands a second time. I'm having bread and on, and it goes on and on and on and on. Our life, our home, is a lesson that you're building a mamish mikdash mat. This is not a brocha you give to the chosan and kallah at the wedding. It's a brocha that we have to live by. We have to feel, we have to understand, we have to appreciate. The Gerarya of many, when they're looking at the posuk of Sukkim, which talk about Hachem Boni, and we see in this week's Sedra, the Hay and the Yud are added to the names of the Shvatim. They all speak about this concept of the Yud and the Hay and the Yud adding to it. There's much, much discussion on that, on those letters. I'd like to, if I can, share with you one particular insight. As we said, Rashi is explaining that there's a yichus here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is able to be ma'ed. Don't say that because of what happened with Pinchas, the mitzvah will show late on our bodies, and for sure they didn't show late on our women. No, no, no. We have a special people built on our families, and they weren't, and therefore the Yudin Heir is there. And they all draw our attention to Gemara and Seder, and it's a Gemara which all of us heard very clearly. When at Chassan's, it's probably one of the best known Chassan droshes out. And it says as follows: Ish v'isha, a man, Dorish Rebbe Akiva, Ish v'isha, a man and a wife, Zochu, if they have the schus, Shechina b'neihem, Loi Zochu, if they don't have the schus, then the Shechina is sadly not, and Eish acholson, and a fire burns the house. What does that mean that a fire burns the house? Because we all know the Gematria, we all know the Oisis, Aleph Yud Shin. Is a man, Aleph Shin Hei is a woman. In between marriage, there is the Yud and the Hei. If there's no Yud and Hei, sadly all you have left is Eish. These are the droshas that we heard. However, and they point out, when there's no Yud Kei, then you're left with the Eish. Never have to have godliness in our marriage. But they all point out a very interesting point, which is, at the end of the day, within the word Ish and Isha, when they are together, you have a Yud and a Hey, and you have the letter Eish. You have the letters of Eish. In other words, if you don't have the Yud K, all you're left with Eish. But if you do have the Yud K, you've got the Eish and the Yud K. So I don't know how many people give a dash on that fact as well. So you've got both the fire and you've got the Yud K. And the shaila is, how does that work exactly? How does that work? So of course we know the end of the Sedra talks about the Korbanos. Each one of the korban, which is brought for a particular reason. And of course, as Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch points out, Keves Echad, Taseh Baboikev, Keves Echad, our daily Avodah is so central to it. And Rav Shimshon Paul Hirsch again points out where the Mishkan was completed, I think it's in Parshat Tzava, there, where he talks about the Keves Echad, Taseh Baboikev. There again, he says, you've built a home! You've built a mikdash, you've built a mishkan, but you know what the most important thing, what you do every single day in the morning, what you do every single afternoon, the korbanos you're going to bring, your daily service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes the centrality. So and are we, in this week's Seder, we talk about Beis HaMikdash, we talk about Mishkan, and we talk about Jewish family. What is the connection between them? So explain, if we can, as follows. The Ramban, in talking about the purpose of Korbanos in Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, talks about the journey of my mind when I'm bringing the Korban. The journey of what should be going on. And when they take the Amorim, and when they take the Bosor, which is going to be built, burnt on the Mizbeach itself, what should I be thinking? What's the message for me there as well? Please be be'ayin in the Ramban, because I'm not doing it justice at all. But basically, there's an awful lot of me that needs to be burnt on that Mizbeach. There's the wrong thoughts that I had. There's the wrong behavior that I had. There's my inner kishkas, which aren't behaving as they should be. There's my knee-jerk reactions. There's the animal side of me, which is not allowing the ruchni side of me, the yud-k, to be the winning one. That needs to be burnt on the Mizbeach. That needs to be destroyed on the Mizbeach. That needs to be... And I have to see myself connected to that. I'm the Rabban there. And if one looks at what is sadly affecting our family lives, sometimes there's a lot of me which really needs a lot of work and needs to be burnt and consumed. There's my anger. There's my lack of self-esteem. There's my jealousy. There's the fact that on a daily basis I have to remind myself, this is a Mamleches Kohanim and a Goy Kodosh. I'm a Kohen in my home. I'm a Kohen in my home. There has to be Tahara. There has to be pleasantness. I have to follow the directions of Aaron HaKohen. I have to elevate the Ruchnius and subjugate the Gashmius. And in my home, I should have an Eish burning. But that's an Eish with a Yud-K, which is consuming the physicality, consuming the ego, consuming those things. Number one. And number two, the Mephoshim explained to us that just like many of you will remind yourself that Eish, there should always be an Eish which is on the base of Mikdash of your life as well. We need to bring back enthusiasm. We need to bring back excitement. We need to bring back that sense. This is a building block for Beis HaMikdash. This is Mamish HaMikdash Ma'at. And how do I do that? Every day when I'm bringing my relationship with my family members, children, grandchildren, inviting people to my home, my wife, my spouse, and go deeper into this. Everybody understands what that means, a spouse, if you're blessed to have that opportunity. What that only means. That means investment, it needs newness, it needs excitement, it needs that appreciation that every day is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be boinei bayis ne'emon b'Yisrael, l'shem l'siferes. Not just nice things that we're saying at a chasna, but whether you've been married for 20 years or 50 years, whether you're alone in your own home and you're having people into, whatever the reality is, that's an opportunity to build Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, in our Sedra, we talk not only about the battle that Pinchas has for the purity of the Jewish home, we talk about Bnei Slavchot who want to have their chelik in Klal Yisrael, even though, for reasons beyond their control, they wouldn't actually have it. We talk about the fact that every Yiddish family has a yud and a hey within it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made. And we talk about the power of Korbanos because there's a direct connection between our home and Beis HaMikdash. And every time there's Chalila, breakdown of family, the Mizbeach weeps, say Chazal. The Mizbeach weeps when there's a breakdown in family. And as we come closer to Tisha B'Av, we remind ourselves of the power of the tefillah that we'll say together on Tisha B'Av. And we'll say it only once a year, Nachem Hashem Elokeinu al Avei L'Tzion. The most powerful and poignant message. And in that tefillah we say, Ki Ata Hashem Ba'esh Yisata. And you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed through fire. Now of course it's talking about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed through fire. Uva'esh Ata Osu Livnos. And of course it's talking about whatever this means, but the hope in the future that the third Beis HaMikdash will come down in fire. Of course that's Pasha Peshat, but there's another Peshat in this as well. Which is, the homes of Yidden were destroyed by fire. Our own bias, Ne'emon B'Yisrael, has been destroyed by fire. The fire of anger, the fire of jealousy, the fire of sinner. But there's also a promise of V'esh HaTa'osu Livnosa. if we bring back the fire of commitment to Yiddishkeit, the zrizus, the excitement of our Yiddishkeit, if we bring back the fire and learn to burn the rubbish that all of us have, each one of us, then in Yitz Hashem, just like the Beis Hamikdash was taken with fire, it will soon be rebuilt with fire through the beauty and the homes that Bezos Hashem will be zeicha to build.
Thank you.